Summer in New York City means smells. The odor of garbage is highlighted by the heat and the humidity. That is, unless you live on a narrow island that sits in the East River between Queens and Manhattan. As George Boderke from member station WFUV tells us, Roosevelt Island is home to a disposal system that eliminates smelly piles of trash.
On the surface, nothing appears unusual about how Roosevelt Island residents dispose of their garbage. But look beneath the surface, and I mean that literally, it's a different story. The two-mile-long island consists of several dozen apartment buildings, and its roughly 14,000 residents take out the trash like many other New Yorkers who live in a multi-story dwelling.
You have a chute in the garbage room on your floor, you put the garbage in it, and that's the last you see of it.
So Julian Stein and his neighbors throw their trash down a chute. Big whoop, right? But what if I told you that that garbage isn't collected and hauled away by maintenance workers, but rather it's whisked away through underground tubes at up to 65 miles an hour?
Are you serious?
Joanne Speranza needed some convincing. She works as a home health aide on Roosevelt Island. The trash sucking system on the island might sound a little futuristic to some, but it's actually more than 40 years old. The system was installed in 1975. Keeping garbage trucks off the island's narrow streets was part of an effort to create a utopian environment for residents. The only other pneumatic garbage system in the United States at the time was in...
When you wish upon a star.
That's right, Disney World. And for longtime resident Milt Marcus, that makes Roosevelt Island...
magical place.
And if there were a Merlin in this magical place, it would be Al DiGregorio. He's a chief engineer with the New York City Sanitation Department, and the guy in charge of running the AVAC system, which stands for...
Automated Vacuum Assisted Compacting.
He says it essentially operates...
like a giant vacuum cleaner.
So residents throw their trash down the aforementioned chutes. It piles up for several hours until it's sucked away, not with a bibbity-bobbity-boo, but with the flip of a switch.
Start it up. Hold it.
And just like that, the garbage rockets from the basements of residential buildings across the island to a centralized collection facility through underground pipes. DiGregorio says the vacuum is created by three centrifugal turbines with powerful motors. The garbage is then spun around like a tornado and dropped into huge containers, which are then hauled off the island for disposal.
You know, no diesel emissions, trucks coming in. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. It gets done. It works.
Except when it doesn't. The underground pipes are roughly 24 inches in diameter, and sometimes, not often, people foul up the works by tossing things down the chute that don't belong.
Car bumpers, strollers, flower pots with the flowers and like trees in them.
DiGregorio says clogs like that are snaked like a drain. The AVAC system sucks up roughly 6 tons of trash a day that never sees the curb. For New Yorkers who don't live on the island, it's all enough to make them green with garbage disposal envy. Take Elena Galidova.
I'm living in the Queens, and every Tuesday and Friday coming garbage truck, and that's not nice because it's smelly, and sometimes coming 3 o'clock morning.
Something only a move to Roosevelt Island can fix. For NPR News, I'm George Boderke in New York.